This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's Flicks at 48. We are talking movies with our film critic, KCT Allen. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Shalane.
And we are continuing our movie reviews. What did you see this week?
Waiting for the Barbarians is a historical period drama based on the award-winning novel of the same name by South African writer J.M. Coetzee, first published in 1980. This newly released film tells the story of a magistrate who manages a small settlement in a foreign, quiet desert on the far edge of an unnamed empire, presumably the British Empire. But when a colonel from the empire arrives at the settlement to investigate vague suspicions of uprising from the nomadic natives, the magistrate starts to question his loyalty to the empire he serves. Waiting for the Barbarians could have been riveting and layered, but it felt tedious and monotonous because the directing was so narrow and heavy-handed. This film simply doesn't show anything inventive, emotionally deep, or efficiently crafted to make it memorable.
So not a recommendation on this one.
Unfortunately, no. And I went to the actual movie theater to watch this film.
Casey, do you know if most theaters are now open across Utah?
There is a select number that are open to the public with social distancing measures in place in each movie theater. There's also an exciting action film called Project Power that is scheduled to be released through Netflix on August 14th.
All right, Casey, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome.